Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 36 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, in time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices around the Midwest today are called mostly steady, with a few locations seen higher to attract additional loads for Saturday or for next week. Despite a weaker trend in wholesale pork prices this week, packers have been bidding a bit more aggressively for hogs, resulting in a modest advance in prices. Peoria called steady today, top price 28 even. Prices, they say, have been flat all week, so they probably won't be much different today. The market, they say, should start to move up next week. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, March 27th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,539. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41.50 to $53 even. The weighted average was $49.63. That was up $147 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from $35.49 to $40.05. The weighted average was $38.81. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $18,341. The base price range was $42 even to $57.48. The weighted average was $52.80, up 35 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from $30.64 to $43 even. The weighted average was $38.50.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In a moment, we'll get a pre-opening call from Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Wisconsin. Also, check the overnight trade. First, to look at growing areas weather for now, here's our AM 580 forecaster, Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, first off, the Midwest. We need warm, dry. We're not going to get it. We have more rain on the way, an unsettled weather pattern. We'll continue to bring showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy rainfall across a large portion of the Midwest. The next large storm will bring the precipitation in Saturday through Tuesday. Rainfall greatest from portions of Missouri through the eastern Corn Belt, where flooding has been renewed in many locations. After the flooding of last week had started to recede, rainfall of 1 to 3 inches should not create any worse of a flood than that of last week, but some of the same areas will be impacted by high water once again. Then out on the computer models, additional waves of rain are expected from the 5th through the 11th of April. Although heavy amounts are not expected, the frequency of precipitation will prevent much drying from occurring. Temperatures during the period will be mild at times. Significant delays to planting are probable if a turn to warmer, drier weather does not occur by mid-April. And again, to tell you the bad news is there's no indication that's going to happen anytime soon. So we're starting to get into a critical period for the need of warmer and drier conditions. As far as the Delta in the southeast, frequent showers and thunderstorms will renew and worsen flood conditions across the northern Delta, along the Mississippi River in the southern Delta today and tomorrow. Today through Wednesday, I should say. Flooding in the northern Delta is not expected to expand into the area that has not flooded so far this month, but some new southern Delta locations along the Mississippi River may become flooding. Planting delays will be extended in northern Delta. A week of drier weather would allow for improving conditions in the northern Delta, but another round of precipitation from around the 10th and 11th of April may cause further setbacks to planting. As far as outside the borders of the U.S. and Brazil, not much change to the forecast. We've been talking about the biggest part of the forecast is that how much rain is anticipated in the second week of a two-week forecast period. Increased precipitation during that time period, but no heavy soaking rains are anticipated. The majority of Brazil will see less frequent and less significant rain, and that will allow some improved harvest progress while keeping many areas on moist side. As far as Argentina, rain was reported in western and northern portions of Argentina yesterday. Amounts through midnight ranged up to about a third of an inch, except in northwestern Santiago del Estero, where nearly 3 inches resulted. Net drying occurred from central Cordoba into southern Santa Fe, and the Entre Rios area into Buenos Aires. The forecast, again, similar to that we talked about yesterday, although rain has been reduced for the weekend across a good portion of Argentina. The overall environment for the summer crops remains quite favorable, with sufficient soil moisture carrying into the late season crop development. Although dryness in Santa Fe may not be significantly eased, a favorable mix of showers and sunshine for the next 2 weeks will result in good harvest progress there. And quickly looking at Australia, an opportunity for much-needed rain will occur in Western Australia's small grain and oilseed region next week as the remnants of a tropical cyclone, Pancho, and a mid-latitude frontal system are expected to move through the area. Rainfall totals for Monday through Saturday of next week could be anywhere between a third up to an inch and a half, with locally heavier amounts. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look now at overnight trading on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. Kansas City wheat for May opened overnight at 10.50, down 5. Last traded down 5. July wheat, 10.54 and a half unchanged. Last trade down 14 and a quarter cents. In Chicago, the May wheat contract opened at 10.12 and a half overnight, up a penny and a half. Last trade down 14 and three quarter cents. July, 10.17 and three quarters, up a quarter. Last trade down 15 and a half. September, 10.18 and a quarter, down 9 and three quarters. Last trade 16, down 16. December wheat, 10.39 and a half, down 3 and a half. Last trade down 18 and three quarters. March, 10.50, up 4. Last traded down 11. In the corn pit, May corn nearby contract, 5.53 and three quarters, down 1 and three quarters. Last traded overnight, down 6. July, 5.66, down a penny and a quarter. Last trade down 5 and a quarter. September, 5.66 and a half, down 2 and a half. Last trade down 5 and a half. December corn, 5.67 and three quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 4 and three quarters. And March of next year, 5.75, down 2. Last traded up 1 and a half. Soybeans for May at 13.22 and a quarter overnight on the open, down 5. Last traded down 20 cents. July, 13.35, down 7 and a half. Last trade down 21 and a half. August, 13.23, down 5. Last trade down 21 and a half. September beans, 12.84, up 4. Last trade down 15. November, 12.04 and three quarters, down 3 and three quarters. Last trade down 21 and a quarter. And January beans for next year at 12.18 on the open, down 1. Last traded down 14. In the products, May soybean meal opened overnight at $3.49.50, up 70, last traded down $4.80. And July, $3.52 unchanged, last trade down 5 even. Bean oil for May, $57.66, up 18, last traded down 75. And July, $58.20 unchanged, last trade down 82. We will go ahead with what the Reuters is saying as far as the opening calls today. They are calling for wheat to be in the 10 to 15 cent range lower. Corn following through the overnight, 3 to 5 cents lower, and soybeans 15 to 20 cents per bushel lower. Mainly, they're looking at end-of-the-month profit-taking by trading funds. They expect to dominate today's trade and press futures lower in the wheat pit, positioning likely ahead of Monday's USDA prospective plantings and quarterly stocks reports. In the wheat, Asian trade was down between 11 and 18 and 3/4 cents a bushel on soft red winter wheat. Kansas City hard red winter wheat in Asia unchanged to 11 and 3 quarter cents lower. In the corn pit, again, fund long liquidation and profit taking are expected amid increased margins and trading limits for corn and ahead of the USDA report on Monday. The Asian trade for corn down 1 to 6 cents a bushel. Soybeans, again, lower. The main feature to be speculative profit-taking before the Monday report. Some nervous liquidation is likely as CME Group increases margins and trading limits on soy. And there's still talk of that Argentine farmer strike that may soon end weighing on the soy complex. The Asian trade down 8, between 8 and 21 and a half cents per bushel lower. Looking at some of the outside markets right now, the crude oil contract for May is down 142 at 106.16 a barrel. The CRB index is at 397.10, down 321. The U.S. dollar index, 71.72, down 9. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points just off the open at 12,361. The NASDAQ up 18.5 at 22.99. The S&P 500 index is up 5.5 points currently at 1331. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media in Illinois. Our forecast for today, cloudy in the far south, elsewhere partly to mostly sunny, and highs between 36 and 50. It's 9 o'clock Central Time.